Yes, I have. They call it rheumatism and different.
Are they about the same thing?
Well, they're kin. I don't know that they're. So one I know is a bone disease. There's arthritis, and there's no cure much for that.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess it's for rheumatisms in your joints. Well, that's bones too. So I guess it's pretty much the same.
If you can get out and cut the grass, you must be in pretty good shape.
That much grass.
Any real problems there? Sometimes it's a disease of the throat that in the past children used to have in the old...
Tonsillitis.
Yes, ma'am, and there's another one too that it caused children to choke to death, and now...
Oh, diphtheria.
Yes, ma'am, I don't guess that's much of a problem anymore.
No, I think they've conquered so many things. Mm-hmm. Although they say TB is coming back pretty strong.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've been in the papers and on TB. You know, sometimes they just build up a resistance, immunity to those things, and you have to start over, I guess. But it had been under control, so it's not alarming, but it's showing up more than usual.
Well, you know, I heard that out in California, they have an epidemic of measles and mumps and things.
Yeah, closed school children, hundreds of thousands of them out of school, because their parents failed to give them those shots. Didn't give them to them when they were small. And it's a requirement, but they say one bad thing is people come from out of state and they put them right in school and they don't go through the medical thing. And that's wrong because they're turned loose with all those children that are susceptible to it.
And I guess too, they got so many Mexicans crossing the border.
Yeah. That's going to be a horrible problem, taking jobs from Americans.
Yes.
But Americans don't want to do the work the Mexicans are doing. I say that for them as a rule. They don't want to go out in those fields and pick all those vegetables. And Florida's the same way. They live horribly, though. I've seen some of the places we've passed and all. I think they're cleaning them up now a little better than they did, but they got a long way to go.
The disease that kind of makes you turn yellow would be
jaundice.
And so if you have an appendix, one of your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. And my father had an emergency.
Oh, he did.
I think it might have been.
Not lately.
I mean, it was right when he first started working in
state. It hits you just like that. Mine's still in. Let me knock on wood. I'm old now, but I'd be older if I died if I'd go in there with appendicitis at my age.
I've got my tonsils and my appendix.
You haven't had yours out?
No.
I did have. Old Dr. Thigpen took my tonsils out when I was 12 years old. But I haven't had any trouble.
I hear that if you wait till you're an adult, it hurts so bad that.
I get tired. I go and sit in the swing and get a glass of water and sit there and rest a few minutes. And then I've got this automatic thing on my mower, and it's level ground. It's just like a lot of walking, but as far as actual work, there's no work. I don't work beds. You can tell that by these old shrubs and things.
I guess so. Say if you eat something and it doesn't agree with you,
have indigestion.
More if it comes back up, you.
Vomit, is that it?
Is there any special polite terms you might use?
Yes, wait a minute now. And then the slang expression is upchuck.
Upchuck.
But I'm trying to think of the polite one. What do you have for that? You don't have one?
Ever use anything like throw up or something?
Throw up? Well, that's not so polite. I think all of it's kind of ugly.
It's not a polite term at all, is it?
Oh, no.
And if a person does throw up, you said he was sick.